Welcome back to Farm Talk, about 11 minutes away from the top of the hour. And boy, the more the day goes along, the crappier the weather gets. Good Lord, we're getting a fair portion of rain in central North Dakota. And I know that some activities down in the Twin Cities, some of that's been canceled now. And I'm like, what the heck's going on in Twin Cities? There's this big line of showers that went through there. A big, huge blob of rain in Wisconsin right now. And this looks like it's going to swirl around. Going to be one of those days. We do need heat. We need sunshine. And gosh, maybe for Father's Day weekend, we can get in the 80s. But if it's not, we got something for you to do. Joining me right now with that thing to do is Kathy Scheibe. And Kathy, a big toy show coming up this weekend in Lemoore. Can you do something about the weather? Can you get it in the 80s?
I sure hope it doesn't rain on Saturday because we have our pebble pull that day, and we don't have an alternative at this point, and they're going to have it whether it rains or not.
That's right. Well, that's the way they go. Farming's the same way. You got to get out there and work. So it is what it is. But the North Dakota Farm Toy Show, I forgot to include the word farm, so I got to make sure people are going, why is Eric talking about a toy show? No, it's a farm toy show, and it's actually
you'll find a lot of the other kinds of toys there too, but mostly farm toy show. Farm toys, yes.
Well, for people, if you're not familiar with it, I don't know why you wouldn't be, but this is the 41st annual North Dakota Farm toy show in Lemoore. Is that right? 41?
We think so. We don't know if we counted the virtual year of the COVID one or not, but it was established in 1985, so that makes it 41 years that we've been doing it. Yep.
Okay. Well, let's, first of all, I want to give out the website, toyfarmer.com. If you go there, you're going to find out more information, or at least details about where to go. But the show, let's first of all get into it. It's a two-day show. Where is it being held at in Lemoore?
It's being held in the Lemoore High School, in the two gyms. They have two gyms there in the high school, and that's where it's been for quite a few years now.
Okay. Hours are Saturday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And based on by what I'm reading here, this is something that you guys have done on Father's Day for a while. Is that right?
It's always been on Father's Day weekend, and always on it. I think initially we maybe did Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We do have our vendors coming in on Friday to set up, and then they from 2 to 6, and at 6 o'clock we shut the doors to the gyms, and in the lunchroom of the school we hold a vendors social, and we invite our community and anybody that just wants to come and meet and talk with some of these people from Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Iowa. Feel free to come and join us, and there's no charge for it whatsoever. And it's one place where you can start the weekend.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be an awful fun time. Give people an idea. I'm looking at a couple of photos online. When you say a toy farm show, how many toys, how big of an area are we talking about here? Looks like you're filling up the gym, and it's not just three tables either.
No, I can't even say how. I think we have like 81 tables this year. I ordered the tables. They come out of Fargo. Okay. And then the craft show, we use the school's tables for those. So, and it's fewer than we've had in some other years for the craft show, but the farm toys are all people are coming, and it's going to be a big deal.
So give us an example. When you say farm toys, you know, I think of tractors and trucks. Is there more to it than that?
I think implements. It's in all the different OEMs, original equipment manufacturers, are represented, and some are really old vintage pieces, and some are new tractors and new vintage ones. And there's a lot of what we call collectible, but I don't like to use that term so much myself.
There's just a lot of different, I guess was the point, was you'll find combines and other things associated with, you know, farming.
Exactly.
It's not just two things.
And mostly tractors. That's what's been the emphasis for good 70, 80, 80 years that the Ertl Company's been making these toys. And so they go back, way back to then. And then even before that, there were others that made toys for kids that were, and that was the original collectible, was not something made to be collected, but something that became collectible. Like Arcade was one of the cast iron companies that made farm toys. And you'll find some of those things there as well.
Okay. Just trying to think, a lot of these use the word collectible. Does that mean not to be played with, or are there toys there that people could buy and they can play with? Because I know if I bought a tractor and I was 10, I'm playing with it.
Yeah, that's a good point you're making there. I personally feel that all the toys that are being made should be ones that are made to play with.
But yeah.
When you end up having a toy that sells for maybe $2,000,
you're not
going to have that one being played with. However, you can still put them on a desktop, and they should still move, have wheels that move. And
right.
And they've become more and more realistic through the years, too. The manufacturers of these toys have done a really great job in making them look exactly like the real thing.
Do they have any like the remote control ones? I don't know if you've seen those, but
well, we've at the National Farm or at the National Truck and Construction Show for quite a few years, we've had remote control people set up at that show, and we're just now investigating something that's kind of in a small scale, sort of the same scale as HO trains are, and 1/87th scale. And we're looking at they just heard about a guy in California that's making some that are so realistic that I'm kind of, and as small as these are,
yeah.
It's amazing how they, but we don't have any of those at our show. There might be some people that have some for sale, but we don't actually have a demonstration of the remote control.
I just saw one for an example. That's why I asked, because it was a combine and it actually was cutting. And if you didn't know that it was a toy, by the way they did the video, you would have swore it was a large combine. But
Like on YouTube videos? Yeah. There's some really incredible things out there, no doubt.
Hopefully they're real. That's the other part.
Well, and for years, people have actually taken pictures of farm toys, and we've published them in our magazine, Toy Farmer. And there are times you can't tell if it's real or if it isn't because of the way the photography is done. And so sometimes people get down on the ground actually to take pictures of them so that it's the right so it looks correct in the right scale.
Yeah. So Saturday and Sunday you have the setup. Friday probably even before that, to be honest. But Saturday doors open up at 9 o'clock
in the morning.
Okay.
Yep, till 4 in the afternoon.
When does the pedal pull or the sanctioned pedal tractor pull happen?
That's on Saturday afternoon, and I believe it's at 1:30. I thought I had
you're right. There it is in the list. Yep, registration at 1. And the ages are from 4 to 11, so you can get the youngsters out there. I bet it's just hilarious to watch. Maybe they don't
think so. Yeah, they're all the different ages. And then the top two in each age group qualifies. It's a sanctioned poll, so then they can go to the state poll. And the thing that's really interesting to me is that I don't know where the state poll is this year. I thought years ago it was always at the state fair in Minot, but I think it's either in Fargo or Jamestown now. But the top two are eligible then to go on and compete. And this is, last year we didn't have one. This year we've got a brand new guy that's in his first year putting on pedal poles, in his name, the name of the company is Angry Calf Pedal Poles, which and he has one that if anybody older than 11 or adults want to, we have the option of letting adults try their hand at pedal pulling too. So
yeah, that'd be hilarious. That'd be a very good time. I've seen things like this at farm shows, and it is a huge draw for the crowds. I mean, the people just love that. So looking at the forecast, Mick must like you, because Saturday it says sunny, 77. And Sunday,
well, that's what I saw at first in this morning when I looked. It looked like there was a possibility of rain on Saturday too. So
Sunday it looks like Saturday night, but you guys hopefully will be done by that point.
And yep, we'll be done by then for sure. And another big part of our our show is the auction that starts at 4 o'clock on, or excuse me, it's at, what time is it?
I am looking. I can't see it on there.
The auction is at 6. Okay. Because in between, we shut it down at 4 so people can get down to our park and take part of the Lemoore Lions annual chicken barbecue, and they've been doing it with the toy show for many years, and they have a that's why we shut it at 4 so people could go eat. It's a good show for eating, that's for sure. We've always called this our fun show.
Well, then it'd be right up my alley. The Lemoore Lions in Sunset Park, that chicken barbecue you mentioned, starts at 4:30. The website, before I run out of time here, I got to go back up here, toyfarmer.com. I hope it works out great. Looks like the weather is going to be okay, or it should be fine. Kathy, thank you so much for jumping on today, and hopefully you have a great week. And we'll hopefully get to talk to you again somewhere down the road.
Thank you, too. Thanks, Eric.
I appreciate it. North Dakota Farm Toy Show this weekend, Lemoore, North Dakota. Weather will be great on Saturday. I think it's going to be pretty good on Sunday as well. That's going to do it for today's edition of...